I stand forth free, ascended now. To my heart's light, all things do bow. I am a being of cause alone, and that cause, love, the sacred tone. I pour out life, I lift, I raise. My heart o'erflows and sings its praise. My power strengthens and inspires. My great light rays are God's own fires. I am a being of my love, its light. All else grows dim, earth lost to sight. I know that I am God, the One, the Source, the Great Great Central Sun. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source, the core of all creation. Allow this love light to radiate in, through, and around you. For here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself and letting the outside world, the external world, the matrix, the third dimensional illusion, just let that go with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing. Now take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and hold it for a bit, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath, and take another deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And pay particular attention to both the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord, as well as the vibrational frequency increasing in each chakra, which, as you know, then increases the vibrational frequency within the corresponding glandular function, as well as your cellular structure, your organs, your extremities, all the parts of your physical body as well. Now, focusing on the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color, and associate that deep earth brown color with both the Earth, as you know her in her third dimensional form, but take it further and associate that with Gaia, Mother Earth, the spirit of the planet, and feel that connection with her now. Now moving up to your root chakra. See, that is a brilliant, bright ruby red color. And if it helps, see a bright, brilliant ruby red sun there. Brilliant, bright, high frequency. And feel the frequency within that chakra increasing. Moving to the next, brilliant, bright orange. And to the solar plexus area, bright, bright yellow. And to the heart center, the midpoint between the 4 lower chakras and the 4 upper chakras, the balancing point between those chakras. Deep blue-green. And to the high heart center, magenta. Beautiful, bright, brilliant magenta. And to the throat area, sky blue. And the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the soul star chakra just above your head, pure, brilliant white. Now, as you've learn to merge all of those chakras together, one into the next and the nose into the next and so on, until they've all merged into the soul star chakra. And this soul star chakra, with all the merged chakras, becomes your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle. And now bring your conscious knowing self up into that Merkaba, into that light body. Feel the high vibration, the high frequency that you have created now in your light body. And see your light body, feel it glowing all around you as you begin to rise up above your physical body, and see your physical body laying there, sitting there. Get that sense of both separation and connection at the same time. Begin to float up through the roof of the building wherever you are, or if you're outside, just simply up into the sky. But only go to a point 500 feet above the roof of the building or above the earth, 500 feet above. Your higher God self knows where that 500 foot level is, so just let it be. And see now a bright, brilliant day, a day scene, whatever would make that day scene, depending on where you are. See cars perhaps going everywhere, people walking. Whatever would happen in a typical daylight scene. And now change that daylight scene. Imagine in, image in a nighttime scene. Just change it from daytime to nighttime. Once you have that nighttime scene, look around and see what makes it night. Moon shining, the stars out, as you look down at the earth. Perhaps lights on in homes or in buildings, car lights, whatever it might be. Now change that nighttime scene back to a daytime scene. Make it a more bright daytime scene than the last one. Once you have that brighter daytime scene, once again change it to a nighttime scene. You'll find that it becomes easier and easier to do this. Just imagine, just visualize a nighttime scene now. Whatever makes it a later nighttime scene than the last one. Perhaps less lights on. Certainly much less cars traveling. Darker sky. Whatever it is. Once you have that now, change it back to a daytime scene. Only this time, make it the brightest daytime scene you can possibly imagine. Brilliant, bright sun, no clouds. Just bright sunshine. So bright, you feel like you might have to put on sunglasses to look at the sun. Know that you have now gained power over time. You can change now, nighttime to daytime, daytime to nighttime. So you have access to the timeline. You see that timeline there. Timeline that goes into the future and a timeline that goes into the past. And also a present moment in that timeline. And look back now, back along the timeline. See your many different lifetimes that you've had going back, but pay particular attention now to a time approximately 2,000 years ago. That time where I, as Yeshua, spent those moments of time, those years, where I began my ministry, approximately when I was about 30 years old, after traveling to many different countries, receiving much instruction along the way, going about my mission. Then upon my return from that mission, from those adventures, from those journeys, I found myself once again with my brothers and sisters who I had grown up with. And then began to gather my flock, if you will, those of what you know as the disciples, those who followed me. But no, there were more than only 12. The 12 were the main ones, but there were more. But take it further now, along my ministry and those of my disciples. Take it further to that time when I realized what was next, what was coming. And I had to let go enough to allow that to occur. But take it further now to that day. That day which you know of as the crucifixion. And see it in your mind's eye now. Visualize along with me as we look at that day. And you see me up on the cross. And yes, I was on that cross. I did allow for that to happen. I knew that that was my purpose. But it was not my purpose to die for your sins. That was never a part of it. For what are sins? You are not born with sins. That is not correct. So no matter what you have heard in your lifetime or lifetimes past, you are not born of sin through various activities, actions that you take. Yes, you can draw karma to yourself and most likely have over the lifetimes past. But think now about me on that cross and be there on that day. As an observer looking down, perhaps, or as one of those that was actually there. Several of you were there. You were there in that audience, if you will, the gathering, watching the events unfold. There I was on the cross. But was I suffering? Perhaps a little bit, but nothing like what has been depicted. For I had the ability, the knowing of how to leave my body, not be associated with it whenever I needed to. Certainly at this time I needed to. So I did not suffer and die on the cross. Now I appeared to die. And that is what they do not tell you. They tell you that I suffered and I died and then I was buried in a tomb. And all of that is true except for the suffering and dying part. So know that as I was brought down from the cross, I was still alive. But I knew how, again, to leave my body and have it appear as if it was gone, as if I had passed on. And then placed in the tomb. Yes, that did happen. And yes, 3 days later, the stone was moved away, and I was not there, or my body was not there, for I had ascended. Use the term resurrected if you wish, but then that means I resurrected from a death, and that did not happen, as I say. I ascended. I ascended into heaven to be with my Father, my higher God self. Just as you all are in the process of doing as well. But now what I want you to see, not the suffering of which there was little, not the death which never happened, but what happened after the ascension. And what happened from that point on as I rose up? And yes, those of my disciples, those that were gathered, did see the rising. They saw me rise up just as you will all rise up. But not rise up in physical form, but in your light body. That's what ascension is. But understand that as I took my body with me, so too shall you take your body with you. You will ascend your body. You will ascend just as I did. That is what this is all about. All of you came here to bring this about, to be those way showers, to be those disciples, to follow the discipline. The discipline that is right there for each and every one of you to follow. And then to share it to others as is needed. Also know that on that day, the skies did indeed darken. For on that day, there appeared a celestial change in the heavens. Know that. That is why from that point on, so much was spoken about that day. Because it was so different than anything anybody had seen before. So again, do not think about in terms of suffering and dying. Think about it as ascending. We call it Ascension Day. That is certainly more what it is. But again, It is not about my ascension, it is about your ascension. The process you are all going through. So let it happen to each and every one of you. Yes, there are things you can do. There are things you need to work on doing. All of you can bring this about for yourselves and for many others who are following. Following in my footsteps, yes, but in your footsteps as well. So trust in that. Trust that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and the light. Just as I was and I am. Let yourselves now begin to find your way back to your physical body. Bringing your astral and etheric body back in, tucking it back in. But as you do so, feel the knowing within you. Knowing that you are that way. You are that truth. You are that life. I am love. I am truth. I am light. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Yeshua. And I come to be with you at this time, in this indeed time of ascension. This day depicts ascension. It is all about not my ascension, but your ascension. I showed the way. You each are showing the way. And as I shared in the meditation, I did not die on that cross. I lived on. Just as you will live on. I had many journeys following that. Just as you will continue on your journey following your ascension. For my friends, my brothers and sisters, the journey never ends. It really and indeed never had a beginning. So it cannot have an end either. But the I am consciousness within each and every one of you is the beginning and the end. The Alpha and the Omega. You all have come here to demonstrate, to show. Any others that are ready to follow. That's what I want you to begin to think of yourselves more and more as. Those ones that go before. For as you look around, in your daily lives, in your daily activities. How many speak as we speak? How many know as we know what really happened in that time? What really is happening now in this time? you are all here for a reason. All here to go about your Father's business, just as I did. In a sense, to go about your ministry. Not in terms of becoming associated with a church or a religion. To go beyond all of that. Know that you carry the Christ consciousness within you, just as I carried the Christ consciousness within me. And I shared that Christ consciousness with others who were ready. Just as you will share the Christ consciousness within you to those who are ready. But you need to believe in yourselves. You need to believe in yourselves beyond the matrix of the third dimensional illusion. You need to know that you are beyond that illusion. Once you realize fully that indeed it is just an illusion, that you then can create any reality that you want in your lives moving forward. And that is what you came here to show. To show others. First yourself, of course, but then others. To indeed create your own reality. That reality is right there in front of you. If you but believe. Believe that you have the power within each and every one of you. Create whatever it is you want in your life. If you want money, create it. Think of it as nothing more than just energy that is waiting to be created, waiting by the universe to create for you and with you. But of course, there is so much more than just money. You can create relationships. You can create love in your lives. You can create well-being, health, whatever it is there for you to create. But you must know that you are already in the process of that creation as you are creating. You must already know that whatever it is that you want and desire in your life is already there if you believe it is there. Manifestation is nothing more than the belief of the reality that you want to create. Think about that. And learn and know that reality, whatever it is you wish to manifest in your lives, is already there. For the universe has provided, if you believe that it has. Think of this day, this resurrection day, this ascension day. Think of it as your ascension day. And that you are taking a step forward into the rest of your lives. One step forward to realize all of your dreams and become reality. I am Yeshua, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to move forward in your ascension, knowing that as you are moving forward, you have taken the necessary steps to bring that ascension to you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you with your questions if you have them. Would there be any questions here for one who serves in Shoshana?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I found out there's a place called Secret Mountain in Sedona, Arizona. Is it true that there are portals there that allow you to walk through rock? And if yes, can you tell us exactly where it is and where the portal goes to?
As you know, dear one, we cannot tell you how to proceed, but we can tell you that if you wish to proceed in your endeavor, in your journeys here, there is indeed what you are saying there, but only for those who are ready for it, only for those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. So if you find yourself journeying there, then know that indeed there are portals, gateways, vortexes of energy that many people prior to your going there have experienced before. And this is where the stories, the myths, all of this come from. For there is indeed those portals that are there for those who are ready to experience them. But you must have the belief in going there and knowing that there is that access for you if you believe it is there. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We do not.
Very good. We know, and we, as we say, we cannot give you the location, but there are those, there are even, as we find it, maps that have been drawn up by those who have experienced this, and they can lead you to these places. Okay?
Thank you. Yes.
Would there be other questions here?
I have one. I'll go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay, thanks. As Trump has gone into Venezuela and Cuba now, it seems, to shift the so-called government management around, will the next or soon be Canada as well?
We will not tell you an affirmative to which other places, as you are saying here, would be the next ones. But we can tell you that it is in the works. We can tell you it is part of the plan moving forward here for other places to become free. And that is what it is all about, to freeing the people in those areas. That is the long-term goal here, we will say. But the short-term goal would appear different to those who do not have the eyes to see and the ears to hear at this point. So just know it is the plan moving forward here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We will add, if we may, dear sister.
Yes, please.
Dear sister, what do you wish for your native land? What do you wish for this?
Well, the first word that comes to mind is peace and love and balance and none of this awful stuff that's been going on. We're being made more aware of. And in U.S. and other places as well.
Well, we will offer this to you, dear sister. The matrix is the matrix. It is the thing that you are focused on, you see. So you must, if you wish for change, if you wish for a different reality, you must focus on that, you see. That is what the conversation was today. And as long as those that are focused on the third dimensional chaos, that will be their reality, you see. So we know you. We know your abilities. We know that you are capable of shifting your reality, and you have many times. So we ask that you refocus yourself on the reality you wish to live. Namaste.
Great. Thank you. Namaste.
Very good. Are there further questions yet?
Yes, I have one. A couple days ago, got a personal reading with Marston Freeze, and she had an actual close encounter, I mean, a face-to-face encounter with her galactic family. That's why I was interested in contacting her. And during the reading, she brought up all around that in the next advance coming up, that the advance where we were going to have a contact or a sighting. And then she mentioned possibly a drone. I mean, not a drone, but the balls of, you know, that round balls. I forgot what they're called now. And yeah. And what was my question? So what say you on this?
What is your question, though, here? Is that accurate? Is that your question?
Let me see now. My question is, what is my question? I'm drawing a blank here, sorry.
We will interrupt here, dear brother, if we may.
We believe
that your question is, will this come to pass? Is her reading accurate?
For the group, yes, right, that's it, yeah.
Yes, that is what we understand that you are asking. That is what he is asking one who serves.
Very good. Yes. Then we will tell you that indeed the potential and possibility of this is certainly quite high. And that will be because of the not the content, but the vibrational frequency that is raised within that particular advance that you are speaking of here, the one that is already in the works of being brought about. And at that particular advance, just like each one prior to it, there will be indeed advancement from the ones previous. So the vibrational frequency will be quite high, and it will be associated with those of your brothers and sisters from the stars. And that will be a theme, you might say, that can be utilized at that particular advance. And if that is so, if that is the theme or part of it, then indeed what you are describing here in terms of contact or a sighting is very, very possible and very, very probable as we are looking at this. So it depends, though, again, on the frequency that is reached. It depends on the intent of this particular advance coming forward. And it depends on those who are ready to make themselves known in a way that will be for those of you that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Shoshana, do you have anything?
Well, we will add here, if we may, for all that are listening. May we add their brother?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Thank you.
We will say that, well, we will say that believing is seeing. We will just say that. And if you wish for this to come about, you must strengthen your belief. You must harden your belief into reality, you see. So we would ask that, and we do not know what your process is, but we will ask that each night that you lay down to sleep, that you imagine this happening, that you imagine those that you call your galactic family come to greet you, those that are living inside the orb come to greet you and to meet you, and to invite you, if you wish, into the orb of light. We ask that you begin this process in your imagination, and that you begin this as a repetitive idea as you sleep, that you could then create this into your physical reality. That is what we suggest. Namaste.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And we would say for you to consider the past advances that you have had. And was there not contact or sightings, you might say, in those? So you have already had this. So in this case, that is seeing is believing, because you have believed and then you saw. And now you see and believe as well, which will create more of the believing and seeing moving forward.
Oh, very cool. Thank you. Very cool. Thank you.
Any other further questions here?
Greetings. I don't have a question today. I just have a comment. I just wanted to extend my gratefulness to my team. I guess I was in quite a spiritual battle the last few months without knowing it, and I just wanted to extend my gratefulness for all the support, all the help, and for making it this far, and that I look forward to serving with my team in the coming days. Thank you.
Very good. As there is no question there, we do not know where to proceed on that.
Well, there is always a great amount of vibration and frequency in being grateful, you see. And being grateful extends upon all of humanity, and that is what this one wished to convey, his being grateful.
Very good. Very good. Would there be any further questions here? No questions? Then, Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We will say that the track has been laid. The path has been laid. The ideas abound. Now you must live them. Namaste.
Very good. And we would say to take what has been given here this day from Yeshua and know that indeed you are that Christ consciousness walking at this point. And begin to feel and know and understand yourself as that Christ consciousness. And the more that you do that, the more that you will then be able to not only be that Christ consciousness, but be able to share it to those who are ready to receive it as well. Santi, peace be with you. Be the one.
Sure.